good to see the hunger in this room. Can you say amen? You're being blessed, I'm certain. Things getting stirred up in your spirit, I bet. Amen. You're ready to go slap your hands on somebody? Amen. Well, Brian, it's all yours, my friend.
Well, how many of y'all are getting something? Some revelation and changing some thoughts and thinking and that sort of thing. So, well, we're going to go on a little further. And a couple of things I want to say. You know, healing belongs to us. It's not just a promise, it's a purchase. Jesus purchased it for us 2,000 years ago. It belongs to us. And so, you know, have it in your heart. Be determined that you're going to live out the length of your days. You're going to fulfill God's destiny, God's plan, God's purpose for your life. And that's something, that's an act of your will. That's an act of your will to be determined that you're going to run your race, you're going to run it strong, and you're going to finish your course, all right? And so, you know, but when people lack that kind of determination or that faith, it's kind of like, well, get to a certain age, you know, anything happens, okay? And so we have to contend for healing. Jesus purchased it, but we have to contend for it. And so let's not settle for less. We have too many Christians that settle for less, and, you know, they put up with pain in their shoulder or a bum knee or bad, you know, pain in their back. And, you know, we have healing services and they just remain in their chair and they don't come up and don't answer, you know, an altar call or respond to that. And so, and so I want to just say, listen, healing belongs to us. It doesn't matter if it's a bum knee or a bad ankle or a sharp pain here or there. Listen, we need to contend for it. We need to go after it because it costs Jesus everything. It costs Jesus everything to give it to us. And so when we put up with things, we're basically saying, well, it really doesn't matter that much. And we're basically kind of saying, well, you know, what Jesus did, he did it in vain. Are you with me? All right. And so healing doesn't just impact us, it also impacts our family, our church, our community, okay? And so it's not just about yourself, all right? It's about your impact, all right, in your life when it comes to your family and the people that are around you. And so we need to really go after healing. And so I remember years ago, we were traveling and I had four kids and we were in this van. And my son was in the back, the third row. And we went through McDonald's, and as we're leaving McDonald's, we're on our way to church, a Sunday night service. And so my son, you know, as we left, he says, Dad, you got to go back. You got to go back. You know, I didn't get the Happy Meal or the toy. I didn't get the toy. Okay, he got the Happy Meal without the toy. All right, Dad, go back. I didn't get the toy. And I'm like, well, son, you know, like, we're kind of rushed for time. Dad, I didn't get the toy. And at that, I was like, okay. All right, so I turned around, all right, went back around to the window, and the lady's like, I said, yeah, we were just here. My son didn't get the toy. She's, oh, okay. So she passed the toy through, And so as I'm driving away, the Holy Spirit says to me, don't ever settle for less than the price that was paid. Because if it costs Jesus everything, thank God for the Happy Meal. But let's get the toy. Let's get everything that belongs to us. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go on. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Who can tell me what it says? If any man what? Be in Christ, he is what? A new creation, a new species. One translation says a new species that never existed before. All right. Old things are what? Passed away, and behold, all things have become brand new. You see, the new birth, I mean, the new creation changed everything. All right. And so we have to see healing through the lens of the new creation. We have to see ourselves through the lens of the new creation. In the very beginning, in the garden, Adam had a relationship with God. Adam walked with God. It says he walked with God in the cool of the day. He had this, intimate, personal relationship with Father God. But here in this new creation, Adam never had God living inside of him. We now have God living inside of us. That makes us a brand new species that never existed before. So what God did is he took out the old filter, okay, and he stepped inside. He came to live inside of us so that everything that he is, everything that he has, everything that he can do has now been made available to us. Hey, brother, here, come on up here for a sec. So as we start to see ourselves this way, this is why we can do the works of Jesus, is because he came to live inside of us. All right? And so when we get born again, all right, takes out the old, all right, gives us a brand new heart, all right, brand new spirit, man, all right, living on the inside, all right? Our old records are gone. Hallelujah. Amen. We became brand new. All right. Brand new species. Okay. All right. And so now, just think about it. A new species that never existed. This was the mystery from the ages. God had a mystery. He's a mystery writer. Amen. See, he had something better for us. All right. Adam walked with God, but Adam never had God living inside of him. That's what makes this whole, everything changes. Everything changed with this new species, okay? So when God came to live inside of us, God downloaded himself into our hard drive. All of God. All that he is. All that he has. All that he can do is now deposited, downloaded inside of us. That's why Paul said to the church at Corinth, why are you still carnal and walk as mere men? Because see, God never created us to walk as mere men. I mean, the world can walk the way that they walk, but God said, listen, I have a better plan for my people. I'm giving them a new species. I'm going to come live inside of them so that all the ability of God, all that God is and has, will be made available to them. See, that's where you have to get your mind renewed. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay. And so we're now a super high caliber Christian. All right. We went from Clark Kent to Superman. All right. And we didn't have to go in the telephone booth to do it. So God never created you to be ordinary. Anyone can be ordinary. He created us to be extraordinary. God never created you to be natural. He created you to be what? Supernatural. Okay. All right. And so we're now a new species. Okay. That never existed before. All right. Can I borrow you, brother? Can I borrow you? All right, Ralph. Okay. I'm going to put together all the notes, all the scriptures for this, but for the sake of time, I'm just going to kind of show you some pictures, okay? All right, so you, Ralph, come on over here on this side. All right. And now you switch places here. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, so this is what it tells us in the scriptures. It says that Jesus, here's Jesus, was an express image as the Father. All right? And that's why Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Right? Isn't that what the scripture says? Okay. And so Jesus said, yeah, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and my Father are what? One. Okay. And so Jesus said, now I do nothing independent or separate from myself. Okay. Whatever I do, it's because I see the Father do. Whatever I say, it's because the Father says it. All right. Because I and my Father are one. Okay. And of course, before Jesus ascended, he prayed for us that we would be one with the Father, just as he was one with the Father. Okay? John 17. And so we know that Jesus and the Father are one, okay? But where this new species comes in is, come and step right over here. All right? In Ephesians and Colossians, it says, now put on the new man. Everybody say new man.
New man.
New man.
Okay. All right. Brother, can I borrow your coat right there? Okay. All right. Just so it says put on the new man. And what about this new man, does the Bible say? It says, here, put on that coat. Put on the new man. All right. There you go. Okay. It says the new man is an exact duplicate as Jesus in the Father. It's the Greek word icon. All right, which means an exact duplicate. So Jesus says, I'm a duplicate of the Father. I'm one. All right. If you've seen me, you've seen him, the Father. But then God says, but you're now a brand new species that never existed before, created in the exact image or duplicate as God. So, see, this changes everything. This is the game changer, okay? Because now, see, we're now living under a new covenant, new species, okay? All right, and so that's, but the Bible says you have to put it on. You have to put on this new man, okay? So just like this jacket, he's putting on this new man. So everybody just go ahead, put on the new man. All right. Right? Put on the new man. All right. And so he's now a new person. All right. Old is gone. New is. And then everything that God has, everything that God can do, all right, is what? Been downloaded into his hard drive. Okay. Now, Jesus said, now, behold, I give you all authority over all the work of the enemy. You're here on the earth to rule and reign through one, Jesus Christ. You're now in a different position because now you're actually seated with Christ in heavenly places.
Amen.
You can't even improve your position.
Absolutely.
All right, you're seated. You're one with the Father. All right, so everything that you saw Jesus do on the earth, you and I can now do. Because Jesus purchased healing, and now we're a new creation. We have been given all authority over all the work of the enemy.
Amen.
So we have to put it on. See, we start to see ourselves.
Nope.
just like a king that has, you know, a rod or is ruling, okay? So we have to see ourselves like this. Okay? So we know Jesus did all these great works, and he'd only, because it was all this relationship of oneness, but guess what? Now we're created an exact same duplicate. So we now have a crown of glory. Okay, we're a new species. We have authority. Jesus said, I'm going to give you my name. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound. Whatever you loose shall be loose. Okay. All right. And so as an example, Jesus sent 12 out, 12 of his disciples. They went out and did the works of Jesus. Then he sent 70 out, and they went out. Okay. But even better, all right, Jesus had, well, God had this new mystery, all right, which was a new creation. And Jesus was the firstborn, all right, of this creation. Okay. And so, so if Christians would begin to see themselves with authority, with dominion, okay, with created in the exact image of God, of Jesus, okay, and so the same faith that Jesus walked in, same faith that we have,
amen.
The same love that Jesus and the Father has, okay? The love of God has what? Been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. The same peace, the peace, Jesus said, my peace I'm going to give to you. Not as the world can't comprehend it, okay? The peace that passes all understanding, all right? And so the love, the faith, the peace, okay? The goodness, okay? The mercy, the compassion, everything that we see here, okay, God downloaded into our hard drive, okay? And so, you know, maybe you wake up one day and you don't feel so lovely or loving, all right? But you have the capacity, right, to walk in love, all right, and to show love to other people, okay? And so this is where we have to see ourselves, okay? So let's all do it as an example, all right? Put on, all right, put on the new man, okay, and then, you know, get your rod out there, okay, your staff or whatever you want to call it, okay, and say this with me, say, I've been given all authority
over all the work of the enemy.
That means sickness and disease
is under my feet.
I'm here
on this earth
to rule and reign.
In Christ Jesus,
I have the nature of God.
I have the Spirit of God.
I have the faith of God.
I can do all things
through Jesus Christ, who strengthens me.
Greater is He
who lives in me
than he that lives in the world.
When I say sickness,
you leave.
Sickness
must leave
in Jesus' name.
When I bind the enemy,
he is bound in Jesus' name.
When I loose
healing,
healing begins to flow.
Because I have
dominion
in this earth
over all the work of the enemy.
And whatever I say,
heaven backs me up.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, just give a shout out. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's give it up for these guys. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And see, the key to living this way is to live inside out. You know, Kenneth Hagin used to say this. He said, if you'll live out of your spirit, how many know we're spirit, soul, and body? If you live out of your spirit in the realm of the spirit, you'll defeat the devil every time. So when we're mindful and conscious of God living in us, and that wherever we go, we're carriers, all right? We're a new species. Everything that God is, everything God has, everything that God can do is now made available to us, okay? You start walking around like that, all right? Things are going to start to change. You know, the Bible says that all of creation is waiting earnestly.
Yes.
Waiting for the true sons of God to stand up, to rise up, to take their place. Okay. All of creation has been waiting for this moment. And Brother Hagin said this. He said, in the last days, there's coming a generation in the earth that will look like me, walk like me, talk like me, and act just like me. And that generation will usher in the last move of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to 1 John chapter 2. First John chapter 2, verse 6. Someone shout it out.
He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walks.
Okay. There it is. So if you say you abide in Christ, you abide in him, then you should walk like he walked. That sounds like a commandment to me. So if you say you are really a Christian, if you call yourself a Christian, if you say you really abide in him, then you're to walk like he walked. So it must be possible then for us to walk like Jesus walked. Okay? And then you look in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, it says, as he is, so are we in this world. So there's no difference, okay? As he is, so are we in this world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Why don't you just go ahead and stand up real quick. Let's change some things. All right, everybody lift up your hands. Let's make this confession over our own bodies. All right? Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, I present my body to you.
Lord, I present my body to you.
As a living sacrifice.
Holy.
And acceptable.
Acceptable.
In your sight.
In your sight.
Lord, today.
Lord, today.
I take authority.
I take authority.
Over any sickness.
Over any sickness.
Any pain.
Any infirmity.
That's trying to attach itself.
To my body.
And right now. I speak to my body, and I say, body, I call you healed, I call you whole, by the stripes of Jesus, I command any sickness, any infirmity, right now, to go from me. Sickness has no place in my body, pain has no place in my body.
I command my body
to be well and whole.
I command my body
to function
the way it was created to function.
I speak to my eyes,
and I speak eyesight.
Be good.
Be 2020.
Eyes, work
the way you were created.
I speak to my lungs,
and I say, lungs,
you be clear.
I speak to my heart.
Heart,
I command you to beat,
command you to work,
command you to function,
the heart muscle,
in all the parts of the heart,
be healed,
be strong,
in the name of Jesus.
I speak to every joint,
and I say, joints,
be free
from any pain.
Joints,
command you to work.
I call in flexibility,
mobility.
I declare
healing
from the top of my head
to the tips of my toes.
I declare
I will walk and live
in divine health,
all the days of my life,
as my years are,
so shall my strength be. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. With long life, God, you satisfy me and you show me your salvation. Thank you, Lord, that I'm determined and I plan to live out my life. I'll live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I'll run the race that God's called me to run. I'll live long and I'll live strong. And I will fulfill the number of my days on this earth, giving God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to take 1 minute and just turn to somebody around you, men with men, women with women. Turn and find somebody real quickly. And I want you to speak that same confession over them. Speak the life of God over them. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yep. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, I want you guys to remain standing. I'm going to read you a scripture here. And then I'm going to take you through an exercise. Okay, just an exercise. All right, so this is what Paul says. He says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 4. In my speech and my preaching were not with enticing or persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Everybody say demonstration of the Spirit and of power. See, that's what we need right now. Say it again. Demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Say, my faith is in the Word of God, and my faith is in the power of God. Amen. Amen. And so we should expect the power of God, right? So let me take you through an exercise here. And what I'm looking for is I want to raise your awareness of the power of God. So I'm going to need your feedback. Okay? Now, the power of God is real. It's tangible. All right? Jesus said this, I only need a pinky finger. All right? To cast out, you know, devils with my pinky finger. That's basically what he said, is I cast out devils. Everybody just do your pinky finger, okay? You know, it doesn't take a lot of God's power. I mean, we're talking about explosive power, right? All right? I mean, it was Peter's shadow. How much power is in a shadow? Okay, all right. I mean, we could go on. I mean, a handkerchief, apron, you know, storing up the power of God. Okay, so there's a tangibility, right? There's a reality to the power of God. So I want to see if we can do this exercise to bring you a greater awareness of how real that power is. I mean, we know that electricity flows through the walls of this building, but you know that there's more power in the realm of the Spirit than there is even electricity that's in this room. Because the things of the unseen realm are more real than the things of the seen. So if I can raise that awareness of the reality of the unseen. Because Paul says, don't look at the things that are seen. Because everything that's in the seen was made from the unseen. Are you with me? Okay. So, years ago, there was Charles and Francis Hunter, tremendous healing ministry. At the end of their life, there was their secretary went through all the testimonies, 18 million healing testimonies in 50 years. I think they knew something about healing. So I'm going to take you through just, they started with a framework, okay, just to kind of get people on board on how to do the works of Jesus, okay? So we're going to kind of show you that. But in showing you that, I'm going to ask for participation. I'm going to ask for some feedback, okay? Now, when we talk about the power of God, yes, the power of God's real. Sometimes you feel it. Sometimes you don't. But it's there. And it's a reality, whether you feel it or not. Okay? Now, I like it when I can feel it, you know, but sometimes I've never felt it in people were instantly healed and miracles happen, you know. And so we don't walk by feelings and we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Amen. And so so I want you to go back or find somebody new, okay, to pray for. And I'm going to take you through a couple steps. Okay. So again, guys with guys, ladies with ladies. Okay. And so this is an exercise. Okay. And let's see. Let's see, Ralph, can I use you as an example real quick? And then, all right, so to get the body of Christ acclimated and activated in this, okay, so the first thing you're going to do is, this is called the neck thing. Everybody said the neck thing. Okay, all right. And so what I'm going to do is, can somebody hold the microphone for me? Okay, is what I'm going to do is I'm going to face Ralph here and I'm going to reach back and I'm going to put my thumbs right in front of his ears, okay? All right? And I'm not going to like grab him, okay? I'm just going to lightly put my hands there. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to speak to his neck. And if there's any tension, you know, any discomfort, anything that's out of whack, all right? The anointing is going to bring it into manifestation and fix whatever needs to be fixed. So here I am. I'm laying my hands on him and I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing over this neck, the neck muscles, the shoulders, the vertebrae, the muscles, the tendons. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I release your power now to begin to loosen up his neck and his shoulders in Jesus' name. So I'm just going to lightly rotate his head to the one direction and then rotate it to the other direction in Jesus' name. Be loosed in Jesus' name. Yeah. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Be loosed and be free in the name of Jesus. All right? And then I'm going to tilt his head forward just a little bit. There you go. Be free in Jesus' name. And backwards. Free in Jesus' name. All right? How many know Jesus is the best chiropractor?
Amen.
Amen? All right? So, so Ralph, let me ask you: did you feel anything?
I felt there was like a pull right here that is always tight, and it's now loose.
Okay.
It's loose.
All right. Did you feel any warmth, any heat, anything?
That's where the warmth went.
That's where it went. Okay. Yeah. All right. So what I'm doing is I'm just giving an interview. Okay. So he felt something. There is a reality there, right? That, yeah, right over here, all right, I felt this warmth, and it was like it would have been tight, and now it's loose. Praise the Lord. Okay? Yeah. So now you do it, all right? So you go back, you do it. Someone, person, who are you praying for, okay? So this is called the neck thing. All right. Praise the Lord. All right, anybody want to share something real quick? Did you sense something? Did something happen? Come on, anybody with that exercise? Anyone want to? Yeah. Amen.
If you put his hands on me, I'm still hearing it, but I believe I'm supposed to be healed.
Okay.
Still there, but I know God wants to heal.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. 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 Y'all just stretch out your hands towards our brother. Let's all gather together just in faith right now. How long have you had this?
8 or 9 years.
Okay, 8 or 9 years.
I can't even hear the preacher sometimes.
8 or 9 years is too long. Okay. Right. You need to be able to hear the preacher.
Yeah. or the worship leader.
Or the worship leader. Amen. How many of y'all in agreement with that? Amen.
Put it right on my ears. I don't care.
All right. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over this foul thing in Jesus' name, and we command these ears to be loosed, to be opened. In Jesus' name, ringing, command you to stop.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. No more. No more ringing. Be loosed right now in Jesus' name. Be free. No more. No more. In Jesus' name. Lord, we declare that He'll hear your word accurately and clearly. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes. Mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have you had something?
Yes, I would like prayer.
It's been going on?
No. A little bit, yeah. A little bit, but I mean, I'm getting better. I know I'm sensitive because of something that happened years and years ago. So the organs in my body are sensitive. And I was taking a supplement this fall, and during routine blood work, they saw that my kidney function went down and my liver enzymes went up. So I've been praying and believing for that. And the first month they moved, they got a little bit better. But now I don't know now it's the second month, so I don't know the end result yet. You know, but yeah. I believe they need to go back totally to normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you can pray for that.
Okay. Let's stretch out our hands towards our sister. The liver and the liver, you said, kidneys.
Really, and kidneys.
Father, yes, yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break off fear.
Thank you, Lord.
Any fear, anxiety, worry about this. And we break it now in Jesus' name. Go. Fear, you go in Jesus' name. Worry, you leave in Jesus' name. I speak peace over her mind right now and over her heart, peace, the peace of God over her. Father, we speak to that kidneys, command those kidneys to function perfectly, normally. Lord, to that liver, in the name of Jesus, command those enzymes to be normal in the name of Jesus. Lord, everything to function the way you created it. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, the life of God, we release the life of God to flow through every system, every cell, every part of our body right now in the name of Jesus. The life of God drives out any work of the enemy for now in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's do one more thing. All right. There you go, my friend. All right. So everybody's seen these things, but it's just good to go through these and get some feedback. I'm going to have you sit down. Okay. So this is called the leg thing. We've all seen it. Okay. All right. So I'm going to have Ralph stretch out his hand, stretch out his legs. And sometimes there's, you know, one leg that's shorter than the other. And if so, we're going to command, you know, the shorter leg, all right, to lengthen. Amen? So he's going to make sure his back is up against the chair. Okay. I'm going to bend down. And you look pretty good. So, all right, put your legs down again. Okay, stretch them out. So I guess Ralph is the perfect man.
Woohoo, and I got him.
And you got him, okay. All right. All right, so ladies, men, go ahead and try it. Sit down. Someone sit down and just check the length of the legs and speak to those legs, speak to the back. And believe me, we're going to do a lot more of this, but this is just the beginning. Okay. There you go. There you go. Awesome. Awesome. Hallelujah. I think there's some joy that's flowing. Joy in the house. What's that? Huh? He's perfect too? Got perfect men in here?
Yeah. I pulled his shoe out. No. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Papers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got my papers.
Yeah, come on, stand up here. Yeah, stand up here.
What are you doing? No.
I love to see the joy of the Lord, amen. All right. And if we said these signs shall follow.
She gave me this paper. And Patty said, "You are deaf." Not anymore.
These signs follow those who believe. Amen.
Bro, we're playing. I can't hear what you're doing. I have to go my face.
Hallelujah. So how many of y'all sense something while you're either praying or while you're receiving prayer? All right. You don't have to go anywhere.
Okay.
Okay. and so anybody will say, "Hey, I got healed this morning. I got healed of something." Yeah, Randy. Okay. Who else? All right. So several of you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, all right. And then others, you felt, you sensed something, maybe a heat or warmth or something, you know, going through as you begin to pray for people. So, again, when we start, you know, practicing this stuff, then it becomes more and more real to us, okay? So that when we pray for someone, hey, the power of God goes from us to them. Greater is he that's living in me than he that's in the world. Everybody just lift up your hands for a second. I want you to say this when you say, greater is he
who lives in me
than he that lives in the world. Greater is the power of God in me than any sickness is around me. Greater is the anointing in me than any infirmity around me. I have the greater one, not the lesser one. When I walk into the room, I carry him. I carry his presence. I carry his power. I carry faith. And I carry life. So when I lay hands on the sick, my hands are a conduit where the power of God goes from me into them. Jesus said, these signs shall follow those who believe. I expect when I go out and I pray for others, I expect God's power to be released from me to them. And I expect healing to flow and sickness to leave. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And so we speak healing and wholeness over my brother in the name of Jesus. Y'all sense that the anointing is here. It's a corporate anointing that all of a sudden the atmosphere changed. I've been in services before where people were healed of MS. People came in wheelchairs. And sometimes we did this for like 30, 40 minutes. Just letting the power of God saturate. And gets quiet in the room. But you can feel the heaviness of the Spirit. And sometimes we don't see some of these miracles because we don't give it time. Sometimes the service has to end. People have to go their way. But literally, I've seen people that had long-term diseases, 10 years, 15, 20 years. And it took about 40 minutes. You could see people with epilepsy or people that were born with different deformities, twisted limbs. And you could begin to see God begin to work in their arms, right? And all of a sudden their twisted arms, all of a sudden, you know, over a few minutes their arms begin to be straight, or it's in their legs or their feet. Okay. All of a sudden they can put their heels on the ground, okay? And then they start crying, start weeping. All right. And it's like just watching, you're watching a miracle. It's actually a working of miracles. A working of the Holy Spirit to do a miracle.
I didn't want any other way. I have nothing else. This is the only way for me.
So I use this as kind of a teachable moment. You know, when the Spirit of God is working, hey, let's not put a lid on it. Let's not be too quick to get up and leave. Let's let the Holy Spirit do His work. Amen? But see, the same Spirit that's on Him is here in this room. So if you need a miracle, if you need healing, hey, Just reach up and receive it. Say, it's mine in Jesus' name. I receive it right now. I receive my miracle. I receive my healing right now in the name of Jesus. It's mine, and I put my foot on it. I reach out with the hand of faith, and I receive it. I pull it out of the unseen into the realm of the seen. In the name of Jesus, it's mine. It's mine in Jesus' name. So I receive by faith what Jesus purchased for me. It's mine. It's mine in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I'll say this, is that faith is... faith is not in the believing. Even the demons believe.
Yes.
Faith is in doing.
Yes.
Faith is in action.
Yes.
Just like our brother said before, start doing something that you couldn't do before.
Amen.
All right, because the moment you act or do something, all right, is the moment that you receive something.
Yes.
You with me? Okay. You know, Jesus never said, whoever believes, he said, whoever says to this mountain. You got to believe in your heart, but you speak it with your mouth. All right. You speak it with your mouth. Say, it's mine. It's mine in Jesus' name. Say, healing belongs to me. It's mine in Jesus' name. So I receive
the manifestation
of
my healing,
God's power,
right now,
in Jesus' name.
I will not
be denied.
Today's my day,
and I receive it,
right now,
in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Can we give it up to Jesus? Can we give it up? Lord, we just thank you right now. Father, we just thank you right now for the anointing of God, for your power in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're just getting started. This is the generation that's going to usher in the last move of God. A generation that looks like God, talks like God, acts like God, and walks like Him. If you say you abide in Him, you should walk just like He walked.
Amen.
Amen. Say, I'm in Christ.
I'm in Christ.
Not in crisis.
Not in crisis.
And I can do all things through Christ.
I can do all things through Christ.
Who strengthens me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're kind of at a time where I could either stop or I could give you a test. I guess we'll stop for now.